Thanks, Jonathan. Dear participants, dear panelists, thanks a lot for participating and contributing to this session. I'm particularly happy and proud to facilitate this discussion on non-metallic minerals, because as we saw as an introduction, it's a key, they are key minerals, and it's the first time these minerals are featured and discussed at the IGF annual conference. And because my own commitment indeed is on one of these non-metallic minerals, so mica. So I'm the executive director of the Responsible Mica Initiative, which is a multi-stakeholder organization focusing on implementation of responsible mica supply chains globally. Mica is a key mineral participating to the energy transition. So thanks to its insulation or thermal and electrical insulation properties, but it's also used in many different industries like cosmetics, paints, plastics, oil and gas extractions, because also of its physical properties. It's mainly mined in India, in Madagascar, in Brazil, in China, in Malaysia. So that's as a global, let's say, outreach. And it's also usually overlooked since it's a low-value mineral. It's mainly ASM, though you can find it everywhere in your daily appliances. So that's in your smartphone, in your computer, in the paints of your cars or bikes. That's part of your, again, makeup or of your toaster, of your coffee machine, or even in your toothpaste. So that's globally everywhere. And you will see plenty of these examples today with our panel. As we said in the introduction, non-metallic minerals are often overlooked. So despite playing an important role in sustaining our modern way of living, they play an important role in the energy transition, of course, but beyond that, they play an important role in local economies and development. And they could be even more, let's say, highlighted or focused for that. Mica is one of the examples in insulation of electrical batteries, but silica sand for photovoltaic cells, phosphate in batteries, bentonite as sealing agent in geothermal energy systems, etc., etc. They represent an annual market of 65.5 billion tons, and between 350 billion dollars. Countries' legislation often do not provide specific mining regulation for these non-metallic minerals, yet they have characteristics that set them apart from metallic minerals. So they would need maybe specific attention. They are typically of lower value than metallic ore deposits. They are often extracted in larger volumes, in larger quantities. They may have also different environmental and maybe lower environmental impact because they are involving also different mining and processing techniques. So they really deserve this specific focus, and that's what we want to discuss today. So I'll stop there and I will leave the floor to our panelists who have also lots of examples from different countries. And I'd like to start with you, Uyanga, maybe to set the scene and give maybe more information on the opportunities and advantages which are linked to these non-metallic minerals. Uyanga, please also introduce yourself. You will do a better job than I will do.